It's time to bring something to your attention. We here at WFYL have noted for some time the prevalence of drug overdoses and drugs in our communities. Came out in Breitbart last night that people less than 50 years old, the leading cause of death is drug overdose. This is just unacceptable. To bring this into perspective, the DEA head, Chuck Rosenberg, said the drug overdose epidemic is killing three times as many people per day as a mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub. Three times as many per day. That's for 365 days a year, and it's killing our young people. This is unbelievable. Besides that, the drugs are affecting the productivity of the nation. Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan says the working age population out of the workforce, labor force participation has dropped among the working age population about 10% among working males. And then when you superimpose this in Afghanistan, 80% the world's heroin is produced. And Breitbart says 10,574 Americans died of heroin-related overdoses in 2014. 2014, 10,000. This is triple the number that died in 2010. So in 4 years, the number of Americans dying is tripled. And it began to thrive when the U.S. military replaced the Taliban. When we took over the administration of Afghanistan, the drug production went up 18 times from 185 tons to 3,300 tons. It's just unacceptable. And this is happening right here in our community. And Sunday, June 4th, 2017, the Philadelphia Inquirer featured an article called Heart of a Storm by Mike Newell about Sarah Podowski from Delaware County. She, to quote the article, on her last three shifts at the library in McPherson Square, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Kara has helped save the lives of three people from overdosing on heroin. Kara keeps an overdose-reversing drug, Narcan, behind her desk. A guard notifies her that somebody's overdosing in the front lawn, and she runs out and administers this overdose-reversing drug. I mean, a librarian shouldn't have to do this. We're paying a lot of people in the DIA. We're paying a lot of people in our government to basically keep drugs away from our community, and it's not working. It just isn't working. Now, finally, we have a president. And there's been books written about President Clinton and President Bush, you know, allowing drugs to come into the United States. It's not publicized. It's not mainstream news. But the books are available nonetheless. But now we have a president who reportedly, almost certainly, El Capo, drug lord, offered a $100 million reward for him, dead or alive. And El Chapo is head of the Sinaloa drug cartel, the dominant drug cartel. The drugs are coming in the United States is a $19 to $20 billion industry, $19 to $20 billion industry per year. Sinaloa cartel is a dominant share of that, and this El Chapo was head of it. And this is the source is Media ITE. An article by Andrew Husband of October 8, 2015. On January 20th, just to add credence to this, the Mexican government, January 28th, when President Trump took office, 2017, El Chapo Guzman arrived in the United States from Mexico. They finally turned him over. They knew Trump was coming in, and this would basically sour relations between Mexico. This is my opinion. Between Mexico and the United States, so they turned him over to the United States. Just to give you an idea what this Guzman is like, El Chapo, He was indicted in 2007, excuse me, 2017, in the U.S. District Court in Brooklyn for conspiring to bring in 264,000 pounds of cocaine between 1990 and 2005. This is a CNN article in Philadelphia. So the drugs, they're not only coming in a mass scale, but they're affecting young people. Two of my personal friends, MD and MW, died from heroin usage. We need to stop this. We need to, certainly the directors of the FBI, they know about this. If I know about it, they know about it, and they should stop it. They should get off their legal podiums and basically do something for the young people in our community when the leading cause of death for people under 50 is drug overdose. They need to get busy, and they need to get busy now. And let's turn the inquiries on the real problems of America. Let the president do his job. Just don't go after him for just reasons that aren't very important in the general gist of things. And we finally have a president that knows what he's doing and basically is inclined to do it. Let's let him do it. We need to crack down on drugs in America. We have the staffing to do it. Let's get it done. That's my opinion. My name is Alan Locke, L-O-C-H, and I'm the co-general manager here at WFYL.